Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. It's episode 24 for the 30th January 2011. Hi, and welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast. I'm Christian from Game Design Reviews.
Hey, everyone. This is Social Distance, also known as Shepard from YouTube.
And my name is Nick, and I love red guildies.
No kidding.
Seriously, man. Right now, we're at Nick's house, and he's full. It's full of red guildies.
Well, to be fair, the other side, the balcony is all pigs.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's a good balance you have there.
You seem to have your pig in like a weird little jumpsuit here, Nick. Do you have any explanation for that, or?
He likes to work out.
Okay, that's his little workout exercise. His little spandex outfit.
Mm. Yeah,
He looks like a little like you know, pigs in space.
Well, he is.
This pig on the end here is like kind of adorable. What is that?
That's the pig.
No, but like the little one, the little one in like a little outfit. I like that one. I must have it. I think I have all of the decorations, but I don't think I've ever used that one.
He's just a piggy.
So how do you get all this stuff? Is it all this decoration menu, the cat thing, where you have to get some items and then you sometimes get stuff?
Wow.
Is it that?
Yeah. He does research on things and puts out random items here and there. And so you just keep doing it.
Okay, and then at some point you have all the cool stuff.
Yes.
So probably also, because I've been doing this for quite a long time, but never checked what came out of it. Maybe I also have some of the picks. Mm. Okay, so today we are going a little bit simpler podcast. You know, we've been doing very complicated stuff, you know, doing other games, God Eater and stuff like that. And we've been having guests. But I think today we are going to do something very simple. Simply launch up Monster Hunter Try and just do a couple of quests. Maybe even cut it a little bit shorter than recently because we've been running really long in the previous episodes.
Somebody should bring a frog.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure that we'll actually make any use out of it, but, you know, it'll be there.
It's always a good idea to have a frog with you.
I bring one for good luck. Mm. Almost every mission.
Actually, I have one in my pocket right now.
What?
I am in amazement here.
What?
What you guys bring with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there could be a goble anywhere. I mean, you know, grocery store.
Yeah.
Classroom.
I mean, you don't know this kind of experience because you are not wearing pants, so you can't put a frog in them.
You know, I actually have pants on today. I have pants on today.
Oh, is that why you sound so much better?
Yes. Yes. Things are clear. So what's Devin here doing?
Devin is unfortunately not high rank. He is, however, a rowdy chief ready to fight.
Hmm. Wow.
He has fire resistance plus 10, health plus 20, and somehow he's managed guard minus 1.
So I guess he's not...
How?
What?
I like his profile. This profile says fight.
Right. I mean... Those are both skills that come naturally on the Raytheon set, and yet he somehow took the time to put on a decoration that only gives him a negative armor skill. Everybody, Devin's ID, G2NMCX.
Help him out. He's a
Help big, him.
His Brazilian.
He may very well be from another country. Unable to clearly read English, but we have no problem with that. We cater to everyone.
By the way, since we are such pros at fighting monsters, as you can
see, we are awesome.
We are the best ones. I have a question from one of our listeners.
Okay.
And his name is Sorlock, and he says, "Awesome podcast. I appreciate the perspectives of all three of you. Thanks for making me a better hunter. I have two questions, and the questions have the caption "Broken Lancer." So it seems that I cannot get the counter mechanic to work as well as Shepard advertises. I'm still starting out as I am hard to rank 22 and three fights away from completing offline, just grinding for low rank Wrathless armor and a rusted lance before finishing. Every time I try the counter, I either charge a really long time and miss, or the monster goes right by me when the counter fires. Example, Wrathless, I know the ground running charge is coming. I wait a second, he moves towards me, I hit the counter, I block, he runs by me, and then my counter fires. This happens all the time. What am I doing wrong? Also, in the Three Wyverns tutorial, when exactly are you counter-canceling? What is counter-canceling? Is it the same as a counter?
Okay, so two things there, right? One is, how come my counter isn't that effective? And two, what is a counter-cancel?
Yeah, I think the counter-canceling thing is something we already answered. We can do a very, very short reminder of what it is. But I think the first question is more important, you know, how... Because it's something else also noticed, you know, sometimes when you counter, you know, the counter actually misses the monster.
Okay, and it's a pretty easy answer, and that is to make your counters more effective, you need to make your guard more effective. Mm-hmm. And the way you make your guard more effective is through the guard armor skill.
Uh-huh.
So if you have guard plus one or guard plus two, you'll be much more effective at countering. This is probably the most easiest to demonstrate early on against a Baroth,
mm-hmm.
in that, generally speaking, your normal counter will never work on him if he's charging you head on,
mm-hmm.
because by the time he's actually attacked you, your counter will come out as a horizontal stab and it'll miss. Sometimes it'll hit. However, if you have guard, I think just plus one, you'll do the up stab rather than the down stab, and it'll come out a lot faster and it'll hit him in his tail.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the attack. Different attacks have different knockbacks, so on and so forth. By the way, Christian, you saw something. What was that and where was it?
I saw a Royal Ludroth, and it was in Area 4.
Okay, and did you run away? What happened?
I kind of run away because I was kind of reading the question right now, and I didn't want to get smashed by him. But and also I wanted to regret a couple of items. I'm eager to... Is he one of the monsters we have to fight?
Yeah, he actually is
good.
A legitimate monster. Unlike the other illegitimate monsters that are born every year.
Yes.
And never taken care of.
It's a huge problem.
Get your Royal Ludroth spayed or neutered.
Please.
Okay, so actually, I love fighting this monster.
How did I not block that? Oh, well, whatever. I'm not going to dwell.
Oh, well.
So what armor sets are you guys using?
I'm using the only high rank armor set I have. It's the Wraithian armor set.
And I am using full Escadora, gemmed up for elemental attack up. I would actually be using my elemental attacks, but I'm going to save those for the actual challenging monsters, as opposed to just poor Royal Ludroth, who's really pretty weak in this game. I take that all back. He's actually kind of a jerk. He's actually going to hit me a lot.
Well, he's, why not? He's a weak jerk.
What? I don't have a shield on this.
Oh, on the bowgun, you
mean? Yeah, I was like, man, my guard is just not working today. What is going on?
that makes so much sense.
Oh, wow, he's just moseying out. Bye, Royal Ludroth. I'll miss you.
Oh,
okay. I guess we can answer. Let's answer a lot of questions when we're fighting Royal Ludroth.
Yeah, because... sure, that's a good idea. We have actually not really questions, but a remark from a listener called Scavenger Pro. That's actually a cool name. And he says, just wanted to answer the question about why the online town in Tri was so empty. It was because of the Japanese version of Tri, there was a maximum of 10 people that could be in a city at once, hence the multiple tables around the place. Capcom limited the room size for the North American and European version to 4. It had something to do with Wii Speak compatibility.
Yeah, and you know what? That's really... That's awesome, by the way, that they had 10 people. That would be great to have rooms.
It
that
makes
large.
So much more sense, doesn't it?
But as for the Wii Speak, that's kind of a case where too much thought went into the game in terms of maybe taking input from local players, because they're like, you know, we really want WeSpeak compatibility. And they're like, all right, all we can do is reduce the player size. And now you go on and, like, nobody uses WeSpeak. It's, like, completely not used at all, because it's, like, what is it, like, ultra-sensitive, you know, the voice quality is bad.
It's horrible. It's
expensive.
It's not usable, actually, at all. And I heard about the 10-player thing, but I never heard about the WeSpeak was fault, and it makes totally sense.
Yeah. That's a shame, but, you know, I mean, you know, kudos to Capcom or Nintendo, whoever put that in there, because, you know, it was at least worth trying.
Yeah, sure. But I hope you will never do that again.
Yeah, please do not. Yes, we do not want that.
That was a very, very bad idea.
So I'm using normal 3-shot, guys. I normally only advertise normal 2. But normal three can be okay if you aim it just right. It'll bounce and do more damage.
It has more deviation.
Well, you hit it and it just ricochets off. And if you're really lucky, it'll ricochet back into the monster. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's pretty effective. Did I bring Sonic Bombs?
I have Sonic Bombs with me. If you know,
they kind of work on them a little bit sometimes.
When do you have to throw them?
Whenever he's not in rage mode, they'll cause him to flinch.
How do you know he's not? What's the telltale for rage mode for him?
I think he just, like, kind of spews out, like, water vapor from his mouth.
Mm. Okay.
He just causing him cussing. To
He starts swearing at the players.
Oh, okay. He starts using WeSpeak.
Like you're playing Cubert all of a sudden.
That game actually really unnerved me as a child. Like, I don't want to say it scared me, but, like, I didn't really understand what was going on.
Cubert?
And, it bothered me. You're playing as, like, this weird little creature who... can you explain it better, Nick? He just, like, has, like, a beak sort of for a mouth.
He looks like an Octorok. You're an Octorok trying to get back your squiggly. And so, you know, eventually you kidnap Princess Zelda. And there you go. That isn't it at all, actually. But
it sounds plausible.
It would be a game that I would play.
Oh, definitely. Actually, you know, I will be doing a thing called Global Game Jam this weekend, and actually I will be in the process of doing it by the time this podcast comes out. Global Game Jam is happens once in a year, and it's kind of like this global event, and it happens all over the place, and but synchronized. And it's the idea is to create games, but you only have 48 hours to do that.
My understanding is in America, the biggest center for it is the new NYU Game Center, right?
Yes, I think there are a huge center to do that. I'm working for an institute called Cologne Game Lab in Germany, Cologne. And we are doing this for the second time this now. And we have 30 to 40 people this year. So it's going to be really, really amazing, and I'm looking for ideas, you know, what kind of game to create, and that sounds amazing.
Will you be showcasing Trauma there?
I will be doing a couple of interviews at least one interview with one German podcast, games podcast. But I want to focus on actually making the game. It's like the worst weekend ever. Because I actually want to take my time to create a good game there. But, you know, I have to actually organize the whole thing. You know, I have to make care, you know, nobody burns the place down. And also, for some reasons, the people at work decided to make a very important conference exactly at that weekend.
Oh, bad times.
Yeah, and then, but that's even the worst of it. The worst of it that my girlfriend, who was gone for one month now, She chose to return like four hours before the whole thing begins.
Oh wow!
It's like I don't know. Everything comes together in one day, one weekend. But it wouldn't be fun if it would be easy. So I'm eager to take on this challenge. But. I'm sad to announce that we probably won't be able to play for 2 hours today. no. or 3 hours. We have to, I guess, keep it brief and get to the point.
And the only point, until 3 o'clock in the morning.
And the, yeah, and exactly. And the point is to kill this monster. Why is he not dead yet? What's the problem? I don't like this lance. I haven't paralyzed it even once.
What level is that? What hunter rank is that? Is that the low rank?
It's a low rank, obviously. I mean, I don't have any high rank except of the water one.
Well, that's bad times, man.
We have to quest together to grind for items so I can keep up with you guys.
It's okay. I have two characters now, and the one that's been offline only, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has almost more equipment than my high rank one. Just because I've been so focused on getting all of the offline equipment, or at least all of it that has any real meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, do we want to talk about the next generation portable on this podcast?
Oh, you mean the NGP?
Yeah, man.
It was just announced today, right?
Yeah, they might as well just call it the Monster Hunter Portable, because that's clearly who it was designed for.
Oh, you think so?
Well, let's go down the list.
Okay.
Dual analogs.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. Please.
You can control your camera that way, or you've got a front touch screen.
Yes.
Or you've got a back touchpad.
Oh, I really like the idea of the back touchpad. I never seen it before on a portable console, and I think this is a real innovation there. It might totally fail, but it might be also so awesome.
Well, if you were looking for a solution to the claw.
Oh, yes.
It has been found.
Oh, wow. Yes, definitely.
So we should, I think, Christian, if you chill out in 6 and I chill out in 5, we should probably be able to find the G-Chris fairly quickly.
Okay.
I hope so. I only have 2 shots.
I'm going to wander around aimlessly.
That sounds awesome.
That's cool. That's what I always do.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Something's loading in here. I wonder what it was.
Something was low. Oh, I think he is here. He's here.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if we're going to go compare the... Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and paralyze this guy at some point. The 3DS to the next generation portable, just in pure schematics, I mean, it is going to be amazing.
Yes.
And you know, the best part is like, it could actually potentially have the best looking Monster Hunter out of every generation so far, because I'm pretty sure it's going to have better graphical capabilities than the Wii even.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I'm wondering. What are they going to do with the monsters? I mean, they will have to do the very un-Capcom thing of recreating all the monsters, right?
New sprites.
Oh no, we have to create everything.
Well, they could just like update things a little bit. I mean, that's kind of what they did for Tri and for Monster Hunter Portable Second. Or third.
I would be really interested to see, you know, what the differences between the monsters are. I would really like to see the models of the monsters to kind of see them side by side. I doubt that the differences are that grave, that they mostly just, you know, put in maybe some shaders or something like that, or some special effects. But I think I'm suspecting that the actual models themselves are actually quite similar.
I'm going to go ahead and paralyze them.
I got a trap sitting over here.
Oh, that is delightful.
That's good.
I'm going to switch over to my fire. Oh, how is he not in that?
Wow.
That was like so close to it.
Oh, by the way, regarding last questions, we haven't actually answered what counter-canceling is.
Oh, well, you were saying that we'd answered it before.
A little bit, but we can remind very quickly. Counter-canceling means when you start a counter, and while the character is charging, you kind of press, I guess, X, the X button, to start actually hitting the monster, and then the counter will be cancelled, and you will start immediately into a normal attack. And this is actually quicker than if you had... if after a combo you would have jumped back and dodged actually and attacked afterwards, you know, the time between the last slash and the next slash is a little bit shorter.
Yeah, that is perfect, Christian. Very well said. Clearly, you've been listening to the podcast.
Yes, I've actually been using this ever since we've explained it on a podcast, and I agree that it's a very good technique, especially if the monster is like paralyzed or something, and you just want to get as much damage in as possible.
Also, causing a lot of flinches on this guy. I like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I actually need some of the Geocoast parts, so this is a pretty decent quest to do.
I only need experience points, and also I need everything in this game. I mean, as you see, I'm not really well equipped.
I probably should have dodged out of that way. Ooh, gotta be careful. Getting a little low on life. We should be fine. Although we'll be going up against my greatest menace.
Again!
That's scary.
He's the new baggy.
Oh, I should have asked you guys to bring fire herbs. Oh, that would have been really helpful. I would have been able to use fire shots this entire time. The new baggy. Go Bulls.
The new baggy.
What do you think? People really liked the Craigslist discussion before, by the way. What do you think a Go Bull and baggy would be like in a date?
Go Bull would
go to a hometown buffet. Great baggy would want to go to like one of those ice bars. And
I think Leggy's just looking for good house music. That's all he wants.
House music. Yeah, he wants some really good trance.
Baggy would say something like, you know, cool cat.
And you know, it's funny you're saying it. He's probably on MDMA because he's like always overheating.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wonder what Devil Joe would do.
He just wants to go to a metal show.
Yeah, definitely into Pantera.
Oh yes.
Oh man. Okay. Oh,
okay. This Legiocross is running away from us now.
We're actually having an easier time with the Geocross than we were with the Royal Ludroth, or at least I am.
Actually, I'm doing actually also quite well, and we definitely have an easier time than with the two Diablos.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
What Diablos? I don't know what you're talking about. I must be dreaming. No, we haven't lost two times in a row. No, this is impossible.
Did you guys see there? I threw a Sonic Bomb and it kind of flinched the Legiocross.
Nice.
That was just for fun. That didn't actually do anything helpful.
You're just showing off right now.
Oh, ow.
What was that?
Oh, that was so much damage. I'm scared.
Not to me. Oh.
Oh, whoops. Well, I ran out of the zone. Although not entirely on purpose, but I mean, I'll take it. Guys, I have, like, a bunch of bombs. We can like, lay another trap and blow them up if you want.
So, I don't know if anybody noticed how I dropped two large bomb pluses and missed completely earlier.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
It happened in the other zone.
Okay. Oh, I didn't really catch it on camera. But you know, we have some people that are a lot better at watching these videos than I am when I'm actually playing.
I wish
I had light powders.
When you edit, look for that point and
die. Oh wow! I'm gonna die.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
How is he good? He's got like no life. Like negative life.
Hey,
he has faith in me.
He lost a lot of life. I just gained some. Actually, that's what happened.
One hit point is better than none.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Are you still hitting him, Christian? Because I'm going to try and paralyze him again.
I'm kidding all the time, but nothing worked so far.
Not really blocking. Yeah, the chance for your melee weapon to actually do a status effect is bizarrely tied to how much status effect it actually does.
Okay.
Does that make any sense? Uh-oh. I got max potions, and I'm hopefully not dazed. Oh God! Oh,
you are
a beautiful, beautiful man.
Yes, well, that's what my girlfriend always says. But
wow!
Now that you notice,
wow! Yeah.
I'm glad I had those life powders from the Diablos.
Oh jeez,
that
did not happen.
What Diablos? What Diablos are you talking about? We haven't fought any Diablos today.
They've been sitting in your backpack since two podcasts ago.
Yeah. I guess, we were talking about this.
Why is he not getting paralyzed? Get paralyzed.
He's lagging.
Nope. Oh, there we go.
Finally. Oh, I gotta knock him out. I gotta knock him out. Box.
The knockout.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he broke his horns. That's cool.
There we go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is the part of Monster Hunter that always is fun to me, when the tide turns.
Oh, yes.
And it's obviously the game is in favor of you and
yeah.
whatever.
That's really cool. When the fights really have, like, there are different phases, you know. There's real dramaturgy going on, you know. Like, you know, when a monster is enraged, it feels very different than when a monster is, you know, in a more normal mode. Or, you know, when you manage to get some kind of effects going on, then you know, you feel so much... there's so much emotions going on all the time. You know, there's like a roller coaster. Oh no, I've been hit, I'm almost dead. And then, oh yes, he's paralyzed, awesome.
You know, the thing that I miss is that they did underwater combat so well in this game. And I think because it's a bit more difficult than most of the other stuff in Tri, that they didn't put it into the next one.
Mm, yeah.
Into Portable Third?
Is it in Portable Third?
No, it's not. I was under the assumption they took it out because they just didn't have that second analog stick.
Yeah,
I think that would make sense.
Also, there's another reason, I think. The reason for why Tri has so few weapons is because I guess they had to make new animations for every weapon underwater. And I think,
like for the gun lance and bow and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think they just didn't have the time to convert all the weapons to underwater, so they focused just on you know just a couple of them, and I think you know in order for them to have underwater combat in Third, they would have you know had to continue to create underwater versions for all of the weapons.
That does make sense. And I'm worried I'm going to run out of ammo when it comes time to fight that Gobul. I hope they have ammo in the box at camp.
They'll
probably have some fire ammo. I'll go check it out once we kill this guy.
By the way, coming back to the NG things, NGP, yes. But they're going to change the name, right? Because it sounds like a Nintendo console, I think.
It does kind of sound like a Nintendo console. It starts with an N.
Yeah.
Like an NDS.
Exactly. Like the Wii. Oh, no, that doesn't work. no, but I was... what do you guys think? You know, do you think that Monster Hunter will come out on the NGP?
It was designed for it, but clearly.
But what about the 3DS? I mean, surely Capcom will be interested in also having, you know, a 3D version of Monster Hunter.
Capcom is a wonderful business. They will put it anywhere they think that it will sell.
So
they could do both. I mean, it's entirely possible. It's in the realm of possibility.
So how awesome would it be if there was kind of like a tri version for the DS for the 3DS, and there would be like a fourth version for the a portable fourth version for the NGP? Maybe
that would make my head hurt. Guys, no. We should probably capture this guy.
Oh yes, sure. I have to. Let me see. Yes. No. I'm pressing the wrong button. I'm sure.
Yeah. My only concern is that the NGP, like that's going to be, you know, $400. That's my guess.
It looks not cheap.
Oh, this was the best trap ever.
You did so well. I'm so proud.
Way to trap. Way to trap.
Wow.
Now, I guess we go to four.
Yep. Yeah, he should start off there.
Who brought Christian the frogs?
I have.
Christian's had one
I
in
have
his pants.
Frog. What?
I forgot.
You want to see it?
No. No. I was very tempted on Blip TV to rate it as PG-13 last week, guys.
Why?
Really, at some points.
Oh come on! We've never been explicit.
We are pretty good about that.
Yes.
I'm not really a big fan of swearing in online videos. I don't think it really adds much. And I would feel bad if I taught people bad manners like that.
Yes.
It makes them edgy and...
And with an attitude.
Hip.
Yes.
Hip. Hip to be square.
Oh.
Hip to be Brazilian. We love Brazil.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
I heart Brazil.
If you're talking about Brazilian in terms of you know naughty things, then I always never mind.
Well, no, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay, I'm gonna drink a sip of beer. Hmm.
That is also something that we do not recommend to our younger viewers.
Not until...
unless you are of age.
Yeah, and it depends on the country you live in, I guess.
Yeah.
But in America, obviously not.
Yeah, well, otherwise, go hog wild.
No, drink responsibly, obviously.
Responsibly wild.
Mm-hmm. In a responsible kind of way.
I gotta take all of the... I was gonna take all of the ammo, so Shepard couldn't get any.
I love when it happens online. I always love the people who do that.
The guy that just gets the one long sword with no actual armor skills, blasting through all the stuff so he can sell it for like 10 cents.
That's also the Brazilian thing.
Oh.
Man. Oh, guys, this is like my subscription base. Like, I'm gonna lose like 100.
As I said, it's not the country. It's like a synonym. You know, it's like a nickname.
Well, you know, I guess that is. There are things like that in modern day life. Hey, I still have bombs. We can bomb this guy. Let's do that.
I've got some large bombs since I.
I have the frog. Are you guys in place? No, you aren't.
Go ahead. Just throw it out there. We'll be ready by the time you're there.
How about yet another question? What do you guys think?
Sure.
So here's a question from Nick Williams, and we actually had already answered one of his questions. And he says the following. By this point, I have all the Rust weapons, I have all the Sealess equipment, and have gotten into high rank. The thing is that the Ancient Shards I've heard about are high rank exclusive and are similar to Rust Shards in that they create weapons. Are they superior to the fully upgraded Rust weapons, or is the trade-off in, say, raw damage for dragon damage?
You guys know the answer to that one?
I just discovered ancient shards, so I have no idea. But I know that the ancient weapons certainly do look more awesome.
Yeah, not only do they look better, in general, they are almost always superior. There's one small exception, and that's the sword and shield.
Hmm.
In which case, I would not... I mean, I'm not really a big fan of either the Rust Shard or the Ancient Shard Sword and Shield. The raw damage is just way too low. Mm-hmm. And it just doesn't make up for it by having such a high dragon element. But in that case, between the two, I would probably choose the Rust Shard one. Otherwise, I think across the board, the Ancient Shard is almost always better.
Yeah, definitely. It seems like a high-rank version of the Rust Shard, so...
I mean, but you can upgrade the low-rank... weapons into high rank. They do have a high rank version. It's just usually slightly less good.
Yeah. It's actually the weapon I've been using previously. The one you guys made fun of is the High Undertaker.
It's
normal Undertaker, not the High Undertaker. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is that to get it onto high, I would need Dragon Elder Blood.
You can get that from killing C. Davis. What else do you need?
Yeah, and the other thing would be to have two high rank global lanterns.
Oh well, that could be kind of difficult.
Those are a pain.
I have one already, I think, or maybe even two. I'm not really sure.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd killed your, is he already?
Well,
is he limping already?
Yeah, no, it looks like it.
That can't be. I mean, he wasn't even in water yet.
Well, we did kind of ambush him, like, really hard. He's not limping yet. That was just a mistake. That was a fluke.
He was also trying to get you killed. He was trying to confuse you, so you...
He's trying to lure me in.
So you lower your defense.
A false sense of confidence.
Yes. He's trying to kill you a second time. Oh, it'd be so funny if you died.
Oh, thank you, Christian.
Oh, no. Darn, no, I mean in virtual, I mean not in real life.
Okay.
I mean I would be devastated.
I thought you were adding to my growing list of death threats.
All right. One thing I find so weird about Doglobo, every time you cut his tail, you would think that, you know, a huge chunk would come off, but it just, you know, the very last bit that comes off.
The tiniest little thing. It's that way for a lot of monsters in Monster Hunter. You expect like this huge piece, and it's just like this little, it's like this little filet, this little filet mignon of a tail.
That's what she said.
No.
I don't think the size of the tail matters, guys.
Yeah, it's what you do with it, and certainly Global knows.
Has anyone ever tried to flash bomb a Global?
No, they did. Oh, there's a trap.
Guys, you have no idea how confused I was. I'm like, I'll throw the splash bomb. He's in the ground. What happened? My mind was blown.
This is super effective.
This is amazing. I don't know if he's ever tried this before.
Oh, man. We're going to the danger zone for Shepard now.
I went to danger zone. Danger zone.
Now I have a quest. I'm gonna flash bomb a broken lantern global.
Yeah, maybe he'll end up in a pitfall trap again.
This time it's a shock trap.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, if you can get him in a pitfall trap underwater, that'd be a real trick. He's under there and he is angry, and I'm throwing a lot of sonic bombs, but they're not doing anything to him.
You know what I find bizarre? That's about mining spots. This mining spots always are different for everybody. So the mining spots that appear in my instance of the game are actually different than the mining spots in your version of the game. So sometimes I would see people mining, especially in this portion, mining underwater on a very special spot, and I would never see any kind of mining spots there. And I would like, yeah, what are they doing there? Is this some kind of cheat or hack?
They're hacking my mining spots.
Yeah,
I
would see people with an axe and just, you know, mining empty, like mining the empty spot, like, you know, empty place, you know, like mining a wall. And then it's it took me. I was fighting, and it always appeared after a global fight, and it took like a couple of fights until one day I finally saw a mining spot there, and it all made sense suddenly.
Yeah, and we had this conversation on the podcast at one point, right? Where we were saying how this sort of MMO style resource collection that they're doing now isn't really, it doesn't really make the game more fun, I don't think.
I don't know. I kind of enjoy collecting stuff in this game.
Oh, I enjoy collecting things. Well, what do you like better, collecting stuff in this or Monster Hunter Freedom Unite?
Well, I enjoy Freedom Unite more because, you know, you have there you have like this very, very detailed farm thing, and also there collecting these commodity items makes much more sense.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I sleep bombed him, technically.
Sweet.
I'm not sure if that's really going to help. Is his lantern
still on?
Oh, no,
no,
it was off.
I knocked it off.
It's been smashed. Awesome. Yeah, that was all Nick, really. I guess I shot it a bunch too.
Yeah, you did. It was probably more you than me.
I think he's almost done for, right?
Yeah, if we if you guys got a trap, I mean, we can.
I don't have a trap.
Oh,
on.
Let me put a paintball on him so to see if he's ready.
Oh, he is definitely ready. If he's already run away and slept.
Yes, he's ready. I have a trap. I'm gonna set one.
Be careful! There's a curse.
Oh, come on! I'm not a shepherd.
He's so close. He is so close to that trap. Get over here. Look how close you are. You are. You're eating that trap. There we go.
Pre-tranked.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
You know, the best tip I ever got in Monster Hunter was once the U1 animation begins, hit the plus button, and it cancels the animation for the. Congratulations, you finished the quest.
Hmm. Does it work and try?
Yeah, if you hit the plus button.
I do it all the time, and in fact, I feel bad because at one point, months and months ago, somebody was like, hey, Shepard, I know you're going to get around to doing a Let's Play of Legiacris. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, please do not skip the death animation because I really want to save it for an animated GIF. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. Months later, completely forgot. Like Nick said, it's built into me like muscle memory. Like as soon as the monster's dead, like I'm already pressing plus. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. It's like just ingrained.
This is also the best animation in Try is Rant underwater.
What do you do?
What?
It's.
I've never seen it. Yes.
Wow, this is a lot of. I wonder what that makes.
That was like the really most underwhelming reward I ever had for a quest.
And just a little note, you know, there was no capture rewards there, so we just got kind of like, you know, robbed.
Posed.
Oh man, maybe we should do the Diablos again.
No. What are you talking about? There's no Diablos.
What
Diablos?
I have no idea what you're talking about. It must be I'm I hit the microphone. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're so angry.
I think it's
really a quest for four people. I think that's a time where, you know, we can get away with three people in many high rank quests, but double Diablos, not really one of them.
All right.
Especially, so, I'm so rusty at this game. Maybe a few months ago, I would have been good.
Yeah.
So, what other quests do we want to do?
You guys pick something, and I'm going to replenish my items and pick the next question. How about that?
Oh, jeez, it's up to one of us. It's got to be five star, right?
It's good. It would be good because I need to get a couple of experience points done so we can do the Elatrion and the Devil Dojo quest one time in the future.
You want to do Double Trouble?
Double Trouble sounds good. I like Double Trouble. I like both of the monsters. You know, for a long time, Rathlos was kind of the monster I was really struggling with. But nowadays, I really dig both of them.
Cool. It's funny, if you're in a town, people can be really confused on a lot of the monsters you're doing, but the second you put up a Rathian or a Rathalos, the whole group becomes awesome, and you just always win.
They're bringing people together.
Okay. This is a pretty good set.
Good. So here's a question for you guys, and it's from Divisionary. He's actually asked us already a couple of questions. He's always asking a lot of questions, and he asked us the following this time. Hi there, Monster Hunters. I actually just have a quick question. Many players dispute the usefulness of certain armors like Elatrion and Rathian. While many forumers will call you a noob for asking such questions with no explanations. Maybe you guys can give a proper straight answers. What's so bad about these armors? Also, I think it would be awesome if Capcom would let you use the start and select buttons for move the camera left and right on the PSP. The D-pad can still use up and down for vertical camera control and left right on the D-pad for for menu and miscellaneous. I find it weird that I'm typing these questions while imagining that Christian is reading it aloud. Woo, that's kind of meta right now.
Wow.
Whoa.
Lastly, your last Monster Hunter Portable 3rd videos should feature more Shepherdess. She's awesome.
Wait, who what now?
He was very fond of your female avatar, I think.
Oh, well, he'll get more this episode. Definitely.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's really interesting that you picked that question, Christian. I mean, that's like actually kind of like bizarre because I just showed off using the Elatrion armor set.
See? And the Elatrion armor set, I heard, is actually quite good for example, stuff like Lancers.
So yeah, the evasion boost can be good. Oh, what's that, Chris or Nick?
Did you guys see what you can make with those tickets, by the way?
No, I did not. What is it?
It's sunglasses.
Tickets? What tickets?
The tickets from that quest that we just finished.
I didn't receive any tickets. I just received a couple of global parts. Why did you do you guys see? I'm cursed.
Yeah.
I'm cursed. I just don't never get the items. I just get really crappy stuff.
I'm gonna make them, and you can see the amazing.
How many tickets did you get? You must have gotten three. You jerk.
I got four actually.
Oh, oh man, wow. I hate you.
What kind of tickets are they?
Black gem tickets, right?
Black gem tickets. Maybe I
I got one. So I can at least show to the viewers at home what we're talking about, at least.
Oh,
what
okay.
It looked like. It's stun plus 7 in a 3-slot thing, so that's actually not bad.
Not bad, yeah.
Where are you, Nick?
Oh, I'll come out here.
I'm missing you.
Here we are.
See, can I zoom in on you? I don't really know what the best way.
We'd have to go on a quest, I think.
Let's see. We can kind of see them. They're like red, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good time. So what about the two armors, Alatron and...
Alatron and what was the other one?
Raytheon.
I'm
wearing Raytheon right now. Raytheon is awesome.
Well, why do you think Raytheon's awesome?
Well, first you get a health boost, a huge health boost, which is good if you are having troubles with a couple of monsters. It gives you kind of more margin for error. Also, you can easily jam it up for jam it up for high grade earplugs, but at least you can jam it up for earplugs, which gives it an advantage when the monsters are shouting at you. And also, you get good fire resistance. And in generally quite good protection, so.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue that players have with like a full Raytheon set is that the health boost, at least once you've gotten all the food unlocked, is kind of like a waste, and that there are better sets you can use for earplugs. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go on a limb and say there's really no bad set, because if you like the way a set looks, I mean, there are worse reasons to use a set. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm fine with somebody just using a set if they like the way it looks. And the Raytheon set certainly does look pretty bossin'. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can probably get... What happened? Canceled? Are you going to set it for three people? Or are we going to have some sort of password, Nick?
Yeah, I guess we'll do a password for... we'll just say it is pod. P-O-D.
Okay.
Oh, now you said it on a podcast, and now we have to figure out the new password every day.
It'll have to be changed every podcast. But I mean, that's my only... I mean, there are definitely certain pieces of the Raytheon armor that are decent. Like for low rank, the Tacit and Greaves are both pretty good to have basically all the time that you need earplugs. Because mm-hmm. They have a pretty... Ooh.
It's capitals.
And I'm already putting it in caps.
Oh, wow.
It's like I knew.
As
for Alatron, I have it. Oh, go ahead, Nick. Or Christian. Oh, man, I got your name.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for the Alatron set, the Gunner set is really good, in my opinion. Like, there's really no reason to bash it, really, at all. If only because it has, like, a really high capability of making some really good elemental bowgun sets. And, I mean, of course, it's up to the person. Do you want to use elemental shots or not? In my case, I like using elemental shots. I think they're kind of fun.
Hmm.
So, you know, in that case, the Alatron set's pretty good. And also, it works really well through Alatron Frame, which has a lot of power, because as evade distance increase... hold on, I was going to bring life powders. Where are they?
Oh, yeah, I got to grab some. And sorry to this Dragoon person that's in our town.
Dragoon person?
Ahead of time.
Yeah, we feel bad.
We're there with you, buddy.
We are elitist jerks is what we are.
Yeah, now for the, and again, it's almost for looks. The Blade Master set is really for the sort of person that wants to have kind of like an interesting weapon, like one of the event weapons, and still do elemental damage. Because Awakening is really only good on those specific weapons that have like kind of hidden attributes, and those are like the event long swords and a number of the hammers and such. Like, there are a lot of weapons. If you want to have the ice element, you have to have Awakening.
Okay.
So again, if all you do is play Monster Hunter to get, like, a maximized number somewhere, then you're not going to really, you know, want to agree with that assessment. However, if you're playing just, you know, for some things to look cool sometimes, then that's really what the Alatron armor is there for. And it does look cool. It's especially the male Blade Master set looks awesome. It's got some really great style on it.
What do you think about his suggestions about using the left and right for the D-pad, left and right for select and start, and using select and start for controlling the camera?
Using select and start for controlling the camera.
Yes.
That seems very bizarre.
It seems bizarre. I don't know. Have you ever seen in like a PSP game where the select and start are doing something different than menus?
No, have you?
No, I haven't.
I can't recall. Maybe there are, you have to consider one thing. Sometimes there are like restrictions about what kind of features you can have in your game. So maybe, you know, maybe Sony has kind of, you know, a couple of restrictions of what kind of functions you can put on buttons.
That's possible.
To me, I think it's more what the consumer is going to expect.
Also, of course, yes. No, you know, they want to maybe pause the game, and then suddenly the camera rotates, and they're like, "Whoa, what do I have to press?" Or even worse, they start a game, and you know, they use the digital pad to control. You know, because they match just a couple of buttons, they want to control the character. Press the digital pad, and suddenly the the game goes into pause mode or a menu mode, and like, "Whoa, what I'm doing wrong?" Right.
Yeah, I mean, what he's talking about is really for really experienced veterans of the series looking for alternative ways of controlling the camera.
I wonder if there is some kind of hack or something where you can remap the buttons.
Who knows?
I would imagine so. That's sort of amazing. She got both of us.
But I was like really far behind her. That must I blame lag.
I feel so bad that I'm not with you guys right now.
Are you fighting the Rathalos?
No, I started out at the camp and
Are you going to be okay, Nick? Are you going to be able to hear?
I'm getting better. Uh-oh, not anymore though. Oh no. There we go. Well, I guess we should play like pros.
Oh, I should have brought actually my Undertaker for her.
Yeah, that would have been. I mean, but maybe you'll get some paralysis off. If you do, we'll all thank you.
I never got any paralysis off with this weapon. This is a really, really bad weapon. I don't like it.
Well, is it even the upgraded one?
Well, no, it's just the normal one because I don't have the items to upgrade it.
Well, have you even? But like, there's two versions of it in low rank, I think, right?
Like the global Moruka, something, and the plus one, right?
Yeah. Man, she does not care about her eggs.
It's not plus.
Oh.
Why
yeah.
Why is she coming back for her egg?
Here's a good tip. Because I think she's got to eat first, and then she'll come back.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to be getting the Rathalos too. He's going to come, right?
I think that the Rathalos will come when Rathian is enraged in this zone.
Oh, I broke the egg.
Good. Get her mad.
Yeah.
She's on the move.
We're going to trash our children.
You're a bad mother, Rathian. You're a bad mother.
Yeah, that will teach her.
I'm sort of sad now, though, that I lost all of my spirit bar.
Yeah, that's a harsh part about the longsword in this version. It's really hard to keep that going. Oh, you can keep the white sharpness going like for so long in Portable Third.
Really? That didn't get her.
The game is so unfair sometimes.
We might be experiencing some lag or something.
Oh,
hey! Oh, Rathalos.
Hey!
Look, hi, Rathalos.
Look who's here for a party.
It's Rathalos.
Yay. Hey, kids!
What's you doing in here?
Okay, so
now's the time to break out the flash bombs.
Oh yes, definitely. I have like also already selected. Nice. Oh no, that didn't work so well. Oh, now it works better. Oh, both of them are. Nice. I like what you did there.
You like that?
Oh, yes, I don't like what he did there.
Oh yeah, here we go. I'm sorry, Rathian.
Don't be sorry. No regrets.
Here we go.
You can actually hear your controller. You're mashing the controller.
I know.
Oh, everybody's so concentrated right now. No, nobody's talking anything.
Well, earlier on, the Rathian pounced on me after I got stabbed by a Benabra.
This is like
you guys were just talking calmly as she was chewing my face off.
This is the best podcast ever.
I think
she's lagging on the Oh no! He knocked me off the cliff. That never happened to me before.
It's the true test of heroes.
Oh, she's got me, guys. Uh-oh.
Well, I'm the only one that can do anything.
Face.
Oh, you must probably like flash bomber. That would be a good idea.
Eating my face while you're making decisions. Here you go. Eating my face.
Now my face is getting eaten. My face is getting eaten too. I'm just trying to save your face. No.
Face, you know, eater. The only thing I can do here is Farcaster.
Put him. Yes. Clearly, that is your only option.
There are no other options.
Oh man, Raffian, we are having some problems today.
I'm just gonna shoot some fireballs at you.
Oh wow. They are really angry at you. Really, really angry. Oh, wow, she's on the floor again.
Yeah, well, the Rathalos hit her with some fireballs.
Wow.
I have been working on this tail for so long. It's...
Oh. Oh.
My god, this tail, I tell you.
Oh, there it goes. Tails is off. Are we going to carve it? Oh, actually, that's a newbie thing to do. Oh, never mind. I'm a newbie.
Yeah, why would you carve it, like, right now?
Because
it's
a great time to carve.
Here we go. Yeah, finish the combo. And knock people down.
Yeah, oh, come on. She's so frustrating.
Who wants to use the life powder? I will.
Who has two thumbs and wants to use it?
Me.
Oh gosh, this is bad.
Oh, I almost got knocked off. Oh, that would have sucked. No.
So the normal thing that people do here is they come prepared with dung bombs and get one of the monsters out of the zone. The problem is that when you're fighting Rathalos and Raffian and they're enraged, they won't leave the zone.
Oh.
Who brought flash bombs?
Are you sure? So the dung bombs don't work for them?
They won't work if they're enraged in the same zone together. It's really
so. Do both of them need to be enraged for dung bombs not to work, or is it just enough for one of them to be enraged mode?
I don't know. I really want to test it more, but it's my favorite thing in this game is the psychic stuff that's on Rathalos. So it typically means that, you know, Rathalos will show up and protect Raffian because, or this is what I'm telling myself.
They're in love.
And guys,
they're getting
I
married.
I just got, like, screamed off of a cliff. Or something.
Go away! Get out of here!
I need to review the tape to figure out exactly what happened.
we have to do the replay until we...
Something.
We can make a judgment about what happened.
Poor Christian.
Oh yes. Oh no. Oh no. Oh.
Oh gosh.
Hey, Christian died and got some supplies. Sweet.
Nice.
Christian should die more often.
Yes, I will. No problem.
They're all charging me now. That's all they're doing. Just charging.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any more flash bombs, so.
Today's so depressing. First, the Diablos things. No Diablos things. Actually, no. It's actually all quite fine. Ooh, why did I bring it up?
Oh, hey, somebody's showing up here. I'm gonna stab him, whoever he is. Well, these cats better knock off.
It should be Raffian. She left. Me and Rathalos are having some alone time right now.
Mm. Was that recommended by your counselor?
Yes. Actually, Rathalos is looking really awesome right now. It's nighttime, and he looks very... Rathalos actually poisoned me. How often does that happen?
Oh, that's...
I think it might have happened to me.
We are
Let's talk
best...
about some rare event that never happens.
We are the best monster hunters ever.
I got this egg.
Don't grab the egg. I'm stabbing the Raytheon.
Don't grab his eggs.
Well, that was a really well-timed flinch, Christian. Thank you.
It was. I assure it was pure accident.
By the way, I kind of mentioned like you get really screwed up lancing going back and forth from portable third to try.
Oh, yeah. I feel ashamed at how bad I've been today.
It's really bad. Oh,
I
should know that.
Yeah.
We are calling this the bad cast.
This is the bad cast.
The fail cast.
Fail cast is also good.
But let's see if I carve a plate. Oh, no, I can't. I carved a spike.
Okay, there's a nice trank.
Trank.
Well, I can't. Oh, jeez.
Die.
She looks kind of cute when she falls asleep.
I guess that's also what Rathalos would say about.
Yeah, but would anyone else agree to that?
We are totally destroying this relationship.
Guys, I want to bomb the Rathalos for some reason, and I can't really explain why or where this urge comes from.
Oh, you're a very emotional fighter, I see.
Yeah.
So, one time when I was playing offline, and you can take if I'm telling the truth or not. I was doing Double Trouble. It's them, you know, in the same zone together. And I was fighting them both here. And throughout the battle, I was wearing down the Rathian. And Rathalos goes and spits a fireball across the zone, and it hits her in the face, and she dies.
Oh, wow.
And then I captured the Rathalos, so he would have to think about what he did.
Yes.
He had to live to tell the tale.
Oh, man. Probably he was like... There was a guy who actually did the very same thing, like in real life. Who was it? Oh, the guy who wrote Naked Lunch.
Is it Edgar Rice Burroughs?
Yes, that's what actually happened to him. They were doing drugs and stuff like that. And
Where did this come from? We're talking about literature now.
Yes, but you know that's a very important thing because he's a very important literary guy. And so he had his wife at his bar, and they had a gun with them, and then for no reason his wife said something like, "Oh, let's do our Wilhelm Tell thing," but it never had any Wilhelm Tell thing, and then he took the gun and tried to shoot something out of her head and accidentally hit her.
Ooh,
that must be like the worst thing that can happen to you, I think. Accident.
Yeah,
like, he'll be remembered forever now.
Well, I mean, I think that's what brought him off drugs.
I would hope.
Guys, I'm so totally distracted by that story. That is, like, I'm trying to think of, like, my own personal life and, like, my wife and what instance it would take for that to ever happen. And that would never happen.
Oh, wow. I need some saving.
Well, you know, the problem is, there's a trap in here. Nice.
It's all right. I saved myself, guys.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have any.
Oh,
I didn't have any left.
He's not capture able. A. Yes, no. Oh, come on.
Oh, you know, I should still probably go for the tail at some point.
This is the worst weapon ever. Why did have you guys convinced me to use it?
I don't think. Did we?
Yes, we did.
I thought you had the higher rank one. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I just have to sharpen it all the way because, you know, it isn't even able to keep the green sharpness.
I mean, think of it this way. At least with every attack, you're doing at least one damage. At least as much damage as a kick.
I guess, yes. That would be actually awesome. We should do one quest maybe one time where we are trying to kill a monster just with kicks.
I wonder if we can do that with the Great Jaggy.
Maybe.
I do have the martial artist thing right now.
Let's do it right now.
Actually,
let's
I've got
it. Let's do it live.
I got the cool cat too. I need to kick back some.
Yeah, you get a small boost. Stacks with everything, I think.
Oh, and actually, yep. One of our listeners suggested that when we have critical like affinity boost, I think, or something, then you can also get critical kicks.
That is pretty cool. But I think that would still only do one damage. I take that back. With that kicker skill, you might do 6 damage as opposed to 5 damage.
I wonder if it can make monsters flinch.
With enough damage, I mean, anything can make a flinch. You can flinch something with a stone, technically.
Okay.
I flinch things with a throwing knife.
Okay, so I guess... We should. That would be actually quite a challenge.
what, stoning something challenge? To death?
Well, we can't throw stones in this game. That's something that was only available in Monster Hunter 3 Unite. And
are you sure? Aren't there stones we can throw?
Yeah, I thought so.
You can throw stones?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah. He lost his tail. Nice.
Oh, yeah, that was actually...
Why am I... See, that's because I was... I'm such a newbie. I have this urge to immediately carve everything that falls off the mountain.
It's so exciting when something comes off. It's difficult to resist that urge. I understand. He's going to run away now, isn't he?
Probably. Now we carve. Now we can
now
carve.
You can carve. Yeah. Look how well honed and disciplined me and Nick are.
I'm going to pretend I'm carving. Oh no! I throw. Oh no! I wanted to crouch.
Is that Wraithing Tail still around somewhere? Where is that?
It was over there. It looks like it's gone.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe I should have done what you did.
See?
There you go. How long has the quest taken so far? Almost 20 minutes.
We're doing it for quite a long time now.
Yeah, let's get another question, I guess.
Okay, here's a question from Cyborgification.
Cyborgification?
Yes, it's a process of turning yourself into a cyborg.
That sounds pretty awesome, actually. Can you uncyborgify yourself? Because like, if I could, like, I'd probably do that.
I think that would mean the humanization, I guess. I guess that's something that Pinocchio went through, or wanted to go through. Anyway, so here's two questions. First question is, I have something I wanted to know. First question: if instead of beating the offline story mode, were to beat the online story, would I be able to make some of the plus armors, the high rank armors, I guess, and gain stronger weapons without being restricted from advancing online?
Yes.
Offline. Wait. Online. I'm confused.
I'm confused as well. It's kind of very complicated thing, but let me read between the lines.
Wow, what lines? The lines of code?
Yes, I guess. No, the lines of text that he wrote us. I think what he wants to know is if it's okay for him to fight online and get a high rank armor and use this high rank armor to fight offline to solve the quest there.
Yeah, but like offline would be so easy. There wouldn't be any point to it.
Yeah, but you know, many people are struggling with online, and they, for example, you know, at the end of online, there are also these very difficult quests, and you know, for that, you know, some of them, especially this one very difficult one, I want to get kind of very good weapons too, because I've been fighting it for such a long time, and I never did it.
Oh, he's drooling.
He's drooling.
Yeah.
Midair drooling.
Yeah, he was even. It was cool. I saw him like fail an attack. I've never seen him fail before. He was doing like the triple fireball in the air, and he was just shooting out little puffs of flame. Mm. He's gonna do it again. Actually, and if you're right at point blank range, the attack will do a little bit of damage to you. It's kind of cute. Okay.
Okay.
So did we answer that?
I guess we did answer that. Yes, you can totally use high rank stuff you got offline to make online. Other way around. You can totally use high rank stuff you got online to make offline way easier. But Shepard doesn't approve.
No, I mean, it's one way to go back and get advanced armor spheres pretty easily, and I guess Rathalos plates, kind of. Because you can almost stun lock Rathalos, headlock him with the Alatron Gleam. If you time it right, you can make it so he can't even get out of his stun animations. Because the weapon's just so powerful.
But you know, he also has a second question. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, hopefully it's less confusing than the first question.
It's actually a very short one. In a quest where you must kill a Devil Joe in a tundra, there is a secret area in which Devil Joe breaks into. Would it be possible to blow it up with bombs in other high rank quests?
No.
No. I never saw that area. Is there really one? Wow.
Next week if we do Devil Joe.
Oh, awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Everyone cross their fingers.
Well, you were looking for a plate?
I really need a plate.
Oh, I got one.
Oh. No. Oh, come on. I've needed a plate for so long, and I
got Hunter rank 116. Yay.
Yay. You're higher Hunter rank than this character. This one is Hunter rank 8. The other one is Hunter rank 0 or Hunter rank 1. I have a cumulative Hunter rank of 89.
I wonder if the game would think you were a cheater and ban you because you're level 0 and you have high rank gear.
Oh, I think that's one of the ways that they do ban people, is if you're higher gear than your Hunter rank.
Okay, guys, I think I will have to cut this podcast short because, as I said, I will have the Global Game Jam starts tomorrow, and I want to get a little bit of sleep in because I will probably sleep very little in the following days. So how about we cut this podcast short with the last questions I have here prepared? How about that?
Okay. Okay, I'll accept that.
And the last question is from Clockcity, I guess.
I will only answer this if you beat me in arm wrestling.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow.
Maybe
you have to at least challenge me.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you. How do I do it? Okay, no.
Arm wrestling. And then you have to answer the question. You have to ask the question while we are arm wrestling.
Oh, this is so amazing. Okay. So the question is... Hi, just wondering, while playing Try, I listened to the podcast and my hunts were going great. Oh, not great, you defeated me. Anyway, while playing Try, I listened to the podcast and my hunts were going great. After I finished listening, I couldn't even kill a Legiocruz. So I started again and boom, Legiocruz was dead. So I'm asking, does Capcom have some sort of you're not listening to the podcast enemy power boost thingy?
Yeah, that was actually part of their stipulation of putting in the Wii Speak into the game.
That's why you don't. That's why you can't have 10 people in a city at once.
I think it might have made the best armor set ever.
Is it a Brazilian one?
Yes.
Wow, you're a sleek dressed man. Adrenaline plus one. I like this.
No, that's actually not bad. I like it. Take it.
with sunglasses.
Nick, let's do landlords while we answer. Oh, wait, was that the last question?
Yes, that was the last question.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to do this again?
Landlords. No, what are landlords?
I have no idea.
I saw this, and I was really scared, actually.
Okay, what is it? I guess that's something for the next episode. How about that, huh?
I'll record it separately.
Okay, then we can maybe put it in as bonus.
Faint 9 times? 9 times! That's failure right there.
We will faint no times.
Maybe you won't.
Okay, so...
Judging from the Diablos quests, I guess you will faint a lot of times. Oh, what Diablos? Oh, sorry. Okay, so... Yeah, so, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate all the questions we're receiving. We have like 80 questions or something backed up, so we really have to put everything down.
Do we need a lightning round?
Oh, geez, hold on a second. I've been recording for an hour and 38 minutes.
Okay, so?
Well, I don't know what that means. Okay, we'll just keep going anyways.
This doesn't really match with YouTube length you're seeing, that doesn't mean anything. You haven't missed anything. That's certainly the case.
Bring us home, Christian.
So if you want to get in touch with us, simply write us an email to monsterhunterpodcast@gmail.com. You can also comment on our blog at monsterhunterpodcast.tumblr.com. The next episode is scheduled for next Sunday, I guess. We wish you good luck, good hunt, and remember, listening to the podcast improves your Monster Hunter skills, your sex appeal, and your poison resistance. But we are not responsible. We are not responsible if you try it out.
Oh.
I need to finish the Devil Joe brand condom wrapper. I really need to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, this is going a really... What?
This was... Damon and I came up with Devil Joe brand condoms. I think it would be a monstrous package.
Oh, no! Oh, Jesus. You can put it like something like it puts you in rage mode.
My Joe is in rage mode.
Oh, come
on. No.
Okay, now I'm at a position where I would say this podcast is PG-13.
Well, we're talking about a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I've never really gotten a good look at the Devil Joe.
Don't say longsword. Such things when I have beer in my mouth.
Doesn't the Devil Joe longsword get longer?
Yeah. Oh man, that is a wow.
Why would you ever bring the Plague Tabar? Why would you bring that?
I was actually thinking of using it.
Oh, because you have so many items.
Yeah, that is a lot. Tons of knives.
But you know what? But you know, everybody gets a lot of items. It's not just...
So this is a high rank quest. Oh, God.
There's got to be a Devil Joe in here.
Reaver Calamity.
I can't join you guys, right?
No. Oh, I wish they had four-person...
You know, you should use the longsword, too.
I was going to say, I'm going to use that. That's what I think.
Yeah. They have four-person training quests in Portable Third, if that's what you're about to ask. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we should do that sometime.
Should do that maybe. Next time.
No, not next time. Let's keep at Monster to try. I really want to get to Leitrim and Devil Joe. And I think people are really looking forward to the final quest.
Did we help you at all? We beat, what, two quests?
Yes, let me see. I'm still Hunter rank 45. So.
It says, I'm still waiting for you, Nick. Are you?
I'm sorry, I was looking through everything.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I'd like frozen or something. Hunter rank 45. You're close, man. Well, you might be able to join somebody's quest. You'd be able to join the quest.
Yeah, but as you saw, I'm having really troubles with... I don't really have really good weapons.
Yeah, you need a armor set.
All you need to finish the Undertaker is to go to high rank Volcano. And just mine the hell out of it.
No, I don't. Do I get Dragon Elder Blood there?
So, do we use the energy drinks? Is that what we use for rations?
I guess. Wow. For Elder Dragon Bloods, you could do Gen.
Or
low rank Gen, you could do.
I looked at his drops, but there were no Dragon Elder Bloods in there.
It's rare. It's a rare drop.
But how rare is it when it doesn't even show up in his drops?
Rare. wait, low rank Gen? Yeah, you should get it from him. It should be there. That must have been a typo.
Yeah. Okay. The problem is I'm really having really little time. The semester is drawing to an end, and next week is actually finished, and then I will maybe have a little bit more time. Yeah, I really have to put some time in this game to finish it.
Really, it's just like one good afternoon, you know?
No, it's not. I actually spent already a couple, I made a huge list of, because at this point it doesn't make much sense for me to switch to a different weapon, so I was trying to get, I was desperate. I was trying to get any kind of high rank lance weapon. So I tried to get all of them, to upgrade all of the lances as high as I could. And I spent an entire weekend just grinding for items and never got anywhere. This is the highest I got, this water lance I got.
Well, let me think. The Sabertooth is pretty easy to get, I think.
And really good.
Yeah, it really is.
Sabertooth, let me see. I probably have it.
That's the, I think it's the Baryoth lance, isn't it?
Yep.
It's ice. There aren't a lot of things that are weak to ice.
Yeah, but the raw damage is huge.
Right, not weak, but that are strong to ice, I should say. Especially for things like Jhin, Alatreon. It's a weapon you're going to have to make eventually anyway.
I don't have a Sabertooth. Oh, yeah, I have a Saber. I have a Tusk Lance, and to upgrade it to Sabertooth, I need three items. I don't even have one of them.
What is it? They're just all...
They are high-rank... various parts. Ember Tusks Plus, I need three and I have one. Freezer Sack, I need four, I have one. And Barrier Claw, I need two and I have one.
Wow. I mean, those are really rare. If you already have one, you're really close to getting it. We'll do a dual Barrier quest next time.
I have lots of stuff I want to upgrade. For example, I have a huge list of items I want to collect and never got to it.
See, well, the easy thing is once you get one item upgraded all the way, it's really easy to get all the rest of the stuff. It's just getting that first one that sucks.
Recently I got two Wyvern Stones. I can upgrade something because Wyvern Stones was something that helped me back on a couple of items.
Oh yeah, and it'll hold you back for a lot of high rank stuff too. Those things are ridiculously rare in this game. I don't really understand why.
I had to give somebody something to grind for.
I can get a Doom Crown G.
I don't even know what that is.
That's a crystal weapon.
Probably sucks.
It's 414 raw power. That's the highest I ever saw. And it's 15 affinity. That's okay.
I guess you could. I guess there could be worse choices.
And there is even an additional slot. There are three slots in it. It's good. It's the best I've from my collection.
Okay. At least, use the best you can have at any one point.
If I had one more, I could do the other crystal weapon, and that has no affinity bonus, but it's actually worse. Wow. No, it has higher raw power even.
Do that one.
Yeah, but I have one. Need one Wyvern Stone.
Then do whatever you can make.
What about the high Acros lens?
That's not. Don't you need C. Deus parts for that?
And Legiocrus. Legiocrus horn. I need two Legiocrus tails.
You should have said. I would have brought a lance along when we were fighting all of those monsters.
No, that actually doesn't make sense because the high Acros lance has only 368. Raw attack power, and that's pretty poor, actually.
Nick, what are the skills on this armor set? I didn't even check.
Let's look.
Awaken and Dragon Resistance plus 10. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I don't have that. I have... Oh, no, you're right. Why does it have so many other random stats?
Because it's random armor pieces. Brazilian armor pieces.
The BRs. Oh, wow. Okay.
He took a long time to kill.
Okay, yeah. Guys.
There is no more good water. Because this pond is dry. I walked down to the river, then turned around and round. As the fishes in the water had my blues been down. Got a head full of foolishness. My baby got a rambling mind. Pretty mama, tell me what have you done? Stomp barefoot and get drunk and roll. Cause I'm a hard working man, you think I'm gonna be a slave for you all my life. And you know, in reason, you don't know how to treat a good man right. Now let's get stomp barefoot, mama, and get drunk and roll. Let's get stomp barefoot, mama, and get drunk and run. I don't feel like bugging with you, mama, but I just feel like having my fun. Yeah, you're a long way to travel, long way from your home. Yeah, a long way to travel, long way from your home. All my money for whiskey and getting drunk, mama, you don't know how you carry on. I work hard daily, mama, trying to make a good home for you. I work hard daily, trying to make a good old home for you. Lord, you do things to your good man, mama, to make him feel so blue. And a few more days now, mama, your good man gonna be going away. And a few more days now, mama, your good man gonna be going away. You gonna miss that hard working man, you gonna need it if someday. I work hard daily, bring you home my pay. I work hard now, daily, woman, bring you home my pay. I can't see how you ever learn, mama, treat a good man just the way. Now I believe I go, mama, don't be welcome here. Lord, I believe I go, mama, Lord, I don't feel welcome here. You're no good woman, you don't feel it, no hard working man.
Yeah. I say I'm worthless and I'm partless, and I've been misled. I say I'm worthless and I'm partless, and I've been misled. And it have cold rocks to be my pillar, and concrete to be my bed. I say I looked at my mother's picture, hanging outside the wall. Looked at my mother's picture, hanging outside the wall. And I say every time I see it, the tears begin to fall. I say if I could see a smiling face once more, if I could see a smiling face once more, I say I would be through drifting, bed from door to door. I said before I lost my mother, had friends for miles and round. Before I lost my mother, had friends for miles and round. I said, since I've lost her, my friends cannot be found. I used to call my mother, she used to come to me. Used to call my mother, she used to come to me. I said, but now I'm calling, and she can't answer me.
Like taking my suitcase, sitting down by that railroad side. If I happen to get you, baby, don't tell nobody how I ride down. Baby, please don't tell my mother, baby. Please don't let my sister know. Please don't tell my mother. Please don't let my sister know. Sure as you appreciate my death, baby, will you please hang free before your door? When you walk into the undertaker, look over on your right hand side. When you walk into the undertaker, look over on your right hand side. You can ask the undertakers about me, they may tell you how I ride down. Baby, baby, don't you worry, sugar, don't you weep and moan. Baby, please don't you worry,